Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have Darren Hazelwood, CEO of Panther Metals, which is a company focused on mineral exploration in Canada and Australia. Hi, Darren, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Rob, yourself?
Yes, not too bad, thanks. Now, you announced an update on the 27th of May regarding the drilling program in Mirolia. Do you think you can give us a bit more detail about that RNS?
This week we announced the discovery of a significant gold anomaly, and that extends sort of 5 kilometres by 2.5. And it's a remarkable achievement because that's in reality not what we were looking for within this particular work program. The size of the anomaly is 5 kilometres by 2.5 kilometres. And what we were looking at doing is on the Comet World Trend, we were looking to see if that would extend effectively. And now with everything we know, we're confident that does. But this was really a bonus on top. And it far exceeds what we were looking for. But what it also does, it adds support to the notion of a primary gold mineralization in the vicinity. So it now makes that whole area a lot more interesting.
Okay. So what are the next steps then for Mirolia?
It's a very compelling property now, but you've got various different aspects to the property. We've got the Burtville East that's got 5 metres at 27.8 grams a tonne. There's also 8 metres at 6.7. You've got grab samples running at nearly 40 grams a tonne. Over at Ironstone, there's 9 metres at 46.5 grams a tonne. Comet Well itself, you've got 40 ounces of nuggets found at surface. You've got a 3.7 kilometre long trend that's got gold anomalies all along it. That's never ever been drilled. You've now got this new area with a significant anomaly. What we've actually done here, we're piecing this all together. And of course, you've got the on the southern part of the license, you've also got very significant nickel mineralization. So, and this is all on the same property. All these are different areas on the same property. And the fact that the nickel is right to the south, it is very useful for us because it effectively becomes a bit of a buffer from the gold mineralization. It covers, now that goes along tens and tens and tens of kilometers. Don't underestimate the size of that property, of the property now, and of the potential mineralization. It runs in a north-northwest slant, so that is absolutely perfect for the eastern goldfields. That's where the major mineralization has been found in the eastern goldfields, running along that trend. So we're very confident, and we've obviously at the moment we need to get the geochemical results out as well. So we suspect those will follow up. That then is going to give us the picture of our next steps, because everything you put together in Mirolia, if you announce them on an individual basis, it would be very, very intriguing. And like the Ironstone, if you announce 9 metres at 46.5 grams a tonne in today's gold market, that would have a significant impact on any company and any share price. So you've got all these parts that we've now putting together and now creating now. And it really does become a very, very compelling story. And what we'll now do is once we get the geochem results in and out, we'll then be looking at the project area and announcing next steps in due course. But obviously, we've got to now have a strong eye on drilling.
And the red tape, is everything in place to progress?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, there's no issues whatsoever on any of the licensing in the Eastern Goldfields. In fact, the same in the Northern Territory, because the Northern Territory often gets forgotten within our Australian portfolio. And that again, they are very, very intriguing properties. They're all done. We've got an extremely competent team out there, as these results are showing. You know, the team was effectively announced earlier on in the year, and the very first piece of work that they've gone to do, there's a reason we're in these areas, the very first piece of work they've gone to do, and look what they've uncovered.
Okay. Well, I've got you then, Darren. Do you think you can give us an update on other areas of the business?
Yeah, we in Canada, we're in the process, we've announced the market, we're in the process of appointing drill contractors to enable us to get onto the land at Dotted Lake and drill a 400-meter hole there. We're going to be going through known gold mineralization. It's directly underneath 100 meters of mineralized trenching. And the reason we're going so deep is it's really a strategic hole so that we can look at the stratigraphy underneath, because nobody, whilst it's very prospective out there, and we've seen Palladium 1 just to our east have very good results, there is not the historic information and the historic data and the knowns of that many would suspect for an area that's so close to Hemlo Mine. So we're genuinely very excited to be getting onto Dotted Lake and to be going down. And are we hoping for a discovery hole? Absolutely. But it's not actually the reason we're doing it. The reason that we're going for 400 meters here is to actually teach us a little bit about what's actually happening underneath the earth so that we can get a really good understanding. And what you've got to remember is all these things are telling you that across the business we're leveraging our core competencies here, and we're showing this as we continue to grow. And it's imperative that that we don't discombobulate the market or our shareholders, and we provide clarity and delivery along those paths. And that's what you're going to see as we continue to go forward, because obviously we're separating off the Australian assets, we're focusing on Canada. But one of the reasons is because as a business we've got a lot of opportunities due to the nature of the team we have, the respect the team have got within the industry, and also a recognition is that we're growing a business, and we've got to finance the business as we go along.
Well, you've mentioned the key word there is finance. How are you looking financially?
Oh, well, we're absolutely superb. We're financed to do everything that we've discussed here. We haven't in Australia. We announced some seed funding was received. We announced approximately 2 weeks ago. So everything that's happened and been done in Australia in 2021 has come out of that subco. So the PLC in London has had no expense in Australia. So as a result, we haven't actually done a huge amount of work with our existing cash that we've had. We've also raised a couple of hundred thousand. We've had another 80,000 come in via warrant conversions that we very, very recently announced. And of course, we had existing funds. So it's actually looking probably as healthy as it's ever looked. And the next few months, we're going to be able to use that finance to drive the business and to really get a good grasp on what we've got. And shareholders will be able to start to see the value that's being created here.
Oh, I'm sure they will. How has COVID affected you at all? Has there been any delays or anything as a result of that? I know in Australia it's actually been handled a lot better than certainly it has in the UK. But how has the company been able to work through it?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would say anything other than it has presented certain challenges. But we've managed to deal with them in a very efficient manner. Last year, we were able to do a number of deals, and I actually believe that we probably, the company, because people were in one location and everybody you could get hold of, nobody was on the move, there weren't people in the middle of nowhere, effectively uncontactable, we were able to advance the business considerably. In Canada, there has been some delays around issuing of licenses, and that's to do with the mining departments engaging with the First Nations. And look, we've got to recognise that the First Nations, I'd encourage people to have a look at the Spanish flu, the First Nation 1918. The First Nations had a dreadful time there. So they are rightly very, very cautious. So it has caused some issues around licensing and delays, and that's understandable, and that's now being worked through. But I was only in quite a long discussion with somebody yesterday regarding Ontario and the current COVID situation out there. They are starting to implement a roadmap that they're hoping will lead to complete the return to business as usual from the 1st of September, which is great. And that would fit in very much with the UK. I know we've got mentioned the 21st of June, but there's still going to be things that we can't do from the 21st of June. And I think we're starting to see that opening up. And so we've benefited hugely in one degree, and we have suffered a touch in another, but for me, that's all now very much coming to an end.
No, and I think everyone's in the same boat a bit with all this, but good that you're actually managing to sort of, keep going.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Thanks, Darren, for taking the time to speak to us, and I'm sure that you'll be back again sometime soon and giving us a further update.
Yeah, will do, Rob. It's great to have you back on.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.